there, everybody. Welcome back to Tailspin. This is your host, Jody Young, and I am just hanging out in New Jersey, trying to stay as still as possible. And also, I'm trying to figure out whether or not I should pay my rent, because I just went to the Rapture Index, and I see that we're at 157 on the Rapture Watch. And I figure, Armageddon's upon us. Do I really need to pay my rent? I could party on that, like it's 1999. I really should be upset if Armageddon is upon us, you know, but I am that cheap. But I'm seeing on here, on this Rapture Index, they have all these signs of, and they give it different points. As a matter of fact, floods was degraded because of the lack of activity. None of this mentions, as a sign of the apocalypse, the day Steely Dan chumps off the Wilson brothers. Have you read that letter? They just I don't know if it's real or not, but it's really funny. You should check it out. Go to the Steely Dan website. They're all bummed out because they think that You, Me, and Dupree is a ripoff of their song. If you haven't heard about it, where have you been? Probably passed out somewhere in this heat. Okay, next up, we have my friend Eric Vetter. And he's got an amusing little tale of deception and bovine madness.
We go to when I first out of high school. Everything about New York, all the joy, all the wonder. There might be a movie, there might be a bar, there might be concert, anything, but it was always walking and taking in all the weird stuff and just drinking it all in, sometimes literally. One night we wound up going to this place, we came across this card store, but they had novelty things as well. And I came across this toy, and it tickled me. It's like a little can with holes in it. And you turn it over, and it makes this sound. And it took me back to when I was a kid. You know, I had one of those, I think it was a sheep, you know, it was more bad, but you know. One night we wound up keep doing it, and then they're not finding it so funny anymore, at which point I found it even more hilarious. So of course I bought it. and I took it home, and you know, when I got home, I placed it right alongside the telephone. Now I'm living uptown Washington Heights with my parents. No real relevance. I just like days before mobile phones, cell phones, or whatever, the phone is just there. So anytime I'm on the phone, I got the can right there. And I just found that I started to play with it whenever I'm on the phone with people. What's that? That's my cow. So anyway, no, really, what is that? That's my cow. It amused me to just let it go like that. You know, no explanation, no. And you know, usually people would just say, asshole, you know, and let it go. But sometimes, you know, every now and then you get someone who's a little inquisitive. And what was cool, too, is I found that if I turned it in different ways, I could get variations on the sound. Yeah. All right. So, and one of my friends who called Janine. So when I was writing this story out in preparation for tonight, I spelled it totally differently. So Janine doesn't buy this, all right? But at the same time, curiosity is getting to her, because she can't figure out what the fuck that sound is. So she started asking me more questions. What is that sound? It's my cow. Yeah, you got a cow. What's the cow's name? Bossy. Oh, that's very original. Yeah, hey, what do you want? Cow's name. No, really, what is that sound? I told you, it's my cow Bossy. What, you know? Oh, what, so you just went to the pet store and you got yourself a cow? No, that'd be stupid. All right? No, look, the thing is, see, I have these cousins who live in Burkittsville, Maryland. They're rich, they got a lot of money. And the father of that family, Ted, he died recently. Now, Ted had kind of an eccentric sense of humor, and he thought it would be really funny to leave in his will a cow to his cousins who live in New York. Oh, what, so you just went to Maryland, you got the cow on the plane and flew back? No, Janine, I did not bring a cow back on the plane. In his will, he made provisions so that the cow would be transported to New York. She's seen, it was so funny, the moving van drive. Everyone was just like stopping and staring. You know, big crowd drew by. What the hell is that? A cow going up to the fifth floor. Moving men did not find it amusing. Oh, shut up. You're lying. This went on and on, all right? But the thing is, she didn't let it drop. She kept asking me more and more questions about it. And I found in a long career of lying, that if you say things totally nonchalantly and you got all the details just rolling off your tongue, people will buy anything. Oh, all right, so you've got a cow, so what? So I can like come by anytime I want to and see a cow? That's when inspiration hit me. Sure, anytime you want, why not? Really, I could just come by, sure, why not? Edward and Charles have seen the cow. Now, Edward and Charles were part of my crew that was there that night. She knew everyone who was down with me when I bought the damn thing. So sure, ask Edward and Charles. They've seen the cow. Give Karen a call. She saw Bossy. All right, so now, cut to, really, like I said, we proceeded to spend the next couple of weeks trying to figure out a day when she could have enough time to come by and see the cow. Now, she's still playing. So when I hung up the phone with her that first night, when I told her to ask her friends, I called up all my friends who were there that night. Look, if Janine calls you, ask you if I got a cow, you've seen the cow. Eric, you still pissing people off with that shit? Yeah, yes, I am. But Janine doesn't believe you have a cow. Yeah, I know. But just if she asked, sure enough, next couple of weeks she was calling everybody, asking if I had a cow named Bossy. Now, she, what's funny is there's something very liberating about when you know that someone is going to at least consider every piece of shit that comes out of your mouth. So I started to embellish my answers to the questions. All right, so what are you like feeding the cow? Mostly like salad, vegetable type stuff. You know, we went to the park, dug up some grass, brought it in. She seemed like it okay. We're waiting on delivery. We ordered some Purina cow chow. We haven't gotten here yet. You did not. Sure I did. Right, so you're waiting for everywhere to be delivered? What, I went down to the pet land on the corner and I picked up some bags of cow chow? No, of course we had to order it. Ridiculous. So, you know, and I'm going, I fed a little cheese pizza the other night. I didn't like it. All right, I started dropping in little anecdotes. Oh man, you should see him the other night. My dad was trying to milk it. He didn't know what the fuck he was doing. You know, he didn't know what to grab. You know, at one point she got pissed, kicked the bucket over, there's milk all over the place. So what, you should have a cow roaming all over your apartment? No, we had to rope her off into the living room, kind of keep her there because, you know, she's like chewing up everything. At one point I realized this has really gone on long enough. I mean, I've stretched any shred of plausibility. It's been about 3 weeks since I first told her the story, right? So I said, look, one day I called her up and said, look, ASPCA found out about Bossy. And they weren't happy. Said it's cruel, whatever. And, you know, we said, you know, she likes it. She's content. She's gotten used to city life. you know, I said, no, but it's wrong to have a cow in your apartment and it's illegal and all this. So Janine, you need to know, if you want to see the cow, they're coming to pick her up on Tuesday. This was like Saturday, and she was like, oh, but do you mind if I take a picture of the cow? If my friends don't believe I've got this crazy friend who's got a cow in his apartment. Sure, why not? Now, Monday morning comes, Janine calls me to ask, look, I got a question to ask you. See, my friend Dawn just came in from Massachusetts. She's never, sure, no problem. The more the merrier, what do I care? Oh, and I forgot to mention, now, Janine's best friend Donna, believe anything, all right? Donna called, so Janine tells me you have a cow in your apartment, blah, blah, blah. I never even thought of trying to convince Donna that I had a cow, but I just wanted to keep my answers consistent because I know the report's going back to Janine. All right, so yeah, whatever. All right, so now we come to that day, 5 o'clock that Monday. The doorbell rings, I open it up. In walks Janine, her friend Dawn from Massachusetts, and Donna, who had taken the day off from work to come see the cow. And they line up and they're right in front of the door and they're facing the living room. Now the living room actually is roped off. We had a fairly new cat and we had roped the doors to the living room shut so the cat couldn't go in and claw off the furniture. I go to take the rope off the door and they said, oh wait, no, don't open it yet. I swear to God, all three of them went into their bags and took out cameras. and started focusing. They made me wait until they had finished focusing. But they didn't want to get too close. It might be a little scary, right? So they said, okay, go ahead now. So I opened up the doors, went inside, came back out. Janine, Dawn, Donna, I'd like you to meet Bossy. Janine had an interesting reaction to that. Her response was this. Goodbye, Eric. That was it. Just those two words, walked out, wouldn't talk to me for a few days. I found out later on her boyfriend had been busting her chops and, oh, you must be an idiot. You believe your friend had a cow in the car. She was counting on this evidence to prove that he was a jerk. And she wouldn't, I called her for a couple of days. She wouldn't talk to me. But there was a postscript to this. About a week after this happened, the TV Guide fall preview issue came out. And you know, they had like a full page on each of the new shows. One of the new shows was Ripley's Believe It or Not. You know, it's got a full page description of it, picture of Jack Palance, who was the host. And in the text, it says, among the things you will see on this new show are a man who has a pet cow in his Manhattan apartment. I did one of those numbers. I did Bugs Bunny moment. I turned to the camera and said, I must be dreaming. It couldn't be this easy. I mean, that was like, so I just highlighted that part. I drew a little voice bubble to the Jack Palance picture saying, moo. Sent it to Janine in the mail. She did receive it, and she was talking to me after that, and we've been great friends since then. But that is how I convinced my friend Janine I had a pet cow in my apartment. Thank you for listening to my dribble. Please give it up for Jody Young, your host, again.